All right, we got Nick from Superior Outfitters on the line again with us this week. Nick, thanks for your time again.
Yeah, anytime.
So I understand that you're actually on the boat right now fishing?
Yeah, going for muskie and bass at the moment.
I didn't catch you in the shop today. That's kind of cool, though. So you're muskie and bass fishing. I have got really good reports, especially from fly fishermen that are chasing pike right now. And muskie are essentially affected by the same variables, barometric pressure, weather, water temp, all that stuff. So that doesn't surprise me if you're going to tell me the muskie fishing's been good.
Yeah, I mean, we only got two to the boat, but let's see, we hooked another one and probably had five or six follows so far. So not too bad.
Only got two to the boat. There's people that would just love to get one to the boat, you know, every time they go out.
We got a little too lucky. We got them about 5 minutes apart in the first hole we fished, and then, of course, nothing for 6 hours.
Would you mind sharing what the hot patterns or at least colors are?
Let's see. Fire Tiger has worked pretty well, but also white. White's working too.
Okay.
But we've had them chasing just about everything.
But you pushed them over the edge with Fire Tiger and a white pattern.
Yep. Yeah, white spinners and then Fire Tiger crankbaits and yard sails.
All right. So anything you want to pass along for a tip if somebody's out there fishing for pike and muskie right now?
I'd probably concentrate on the morning and evening, but today it looks like the weather's going to be good all day. So.
And how deep of water or what type of water are you finding them in?
Well, the first day we were actually on a river, so anything over 4 feet held fish.
Sure.
Right now we're just fishing the edge of weed lines in about 12 feet.
On a lake. Is it a pretty big lake?
20. Yep. Pretty small.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, you mentioned you were catching bass. Are you talking smallmouth or a combination of large and small?
Just smallmouth.
And are you doing anything special for that?
They've pretty much just been bycatch. But they are still on the bed, surprisingly.
Interesting. Huh.
Even in the river system, I saw a bed the other day, and we spooked a pair off of it.
Really? Okay. I got any nice big smallies?
Nothing huge. Plenty of good size ones.
So you're fishing the same thing. You're just catching them as a byproduct of muskie fishing, is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. I've been getting them on, like, Fire Tiger yard sales. It's been the best fly the last couple weeks. Just articulated patterns that are pretty easy to cast.
Right. Well, stay tuned for part two with Nick from Superior Outfitters coming up in our next outdoor report later this hour. As we'll switch over to trout fishing, tell you what the hot hatches are and patterns right now to be looking for, and when you should be fishing, as well as a specific tip for this time of year if you're going to head out on bigger trout waters. So that's coming up later this hour. Stay tuned right here for the Outdoor Show.